cleaning up in Beirut. Collaborative first for the image and then for the discovery, a twosome of heads slides frozen gazes in under sooted slabs that had been papers and clean. The char of waste really seems as though it spreads. Even in digital, the clock face looks fuzzy. In the actual photo, there isn't a clock, but the room has a clock. All rooms have clocks. All husbands have wives. God, I can't keep up with the truth. The twosome's young in beauty as of biologists tampering with results, screen of busy nests which perfunctory continues, even as the watchers are absent, doing something else, realigning their love rules, or just fretting about family life. More touches required, they think, here when this integration is reached during lovemaking, or how great it was last time I lived there and now I feel like a stranger. But meanwhile, as the volume of our self-regarding data breaks the floorboards and the walls, this twosome can do nothing but be about to rummage through their own charred work schedules, hoping that at least Tuesday's meeting notes will have been destroyed by fire, thus disabling the otherwise inevitable typing up and evaluation. But what about my emails from Gabriel? Perhaps blown into someone else's cubicle will then find and then photocopy for kicks. Oh good, someone has smashed the plate and glass with some kind of large metal smashing device. So we are all waiting in some measure, which is good to know. We are of our own free will, eagerly awaiting the next Iranian issue of Humor, then their comedy annual. Make concrete the comedy on everyone's lips, our right to satirize, and the pub, for example, becomes tainted with a number of unwanted associations, not least that old joker Ahmadinejad. Make concrete that name on your tongue, which you'll be hearing a lot of when the future comes, which, thanks heavens, it never shall. Pastry in the morning is a real pick-you-up and prevents you from lunging for cigarettes.